The candidates for another open Senate seat will become clear after tomorrow's primaries in Colorado. Republican incumbent Ben Nighthorse Campbell is retiring, and the race to succeed him has been especially contentious on the GOP side. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Denver.
Four candidates are running to succeed Senator Campbell, two Democrats and two Republicans. Democrat Mike Miles, a Colorado Springs educator, has been campaigning the longest. 2.5 years ago, he launched what some called a quixotic campaign against the popular Campbell. Miles is considered left of center in this conservative-leaning state, and criticizing President Bush's handling of the Iraq War has been his primary campaign theme.
You know, in a phrase, I say we need to de-Halliburton Iraq. But what I mean is that we need to let the Iraqis drive the trucks. They need to build their own schools so that they can put their people back to work and have a chance at moving forward in their own democratic process.
Such statements earned Miles a loyal following among liberals in his party, but a poll released on Friday showed him running far behind Attorney General Ken Salazar, a fellow Democrat who got in the race after Campbell withdrew. On a recent morning, Salazar stood on a busy street corner waving at cars. He's focusing his campaign on national security and improving rural economies. Salazar cultivates a moderate, folksy image that is bolstered by the straw cowboy hat he's wearing this morning. He's also not shy about showing a reporter his palms.
I still have the calluses on my hands from having worked with an irrigation shovel for so many decades of my life.
A man carrying a Mike Miles sign walks past and tells Salazar he may join his campaign once the primary is over. With a comfortable lead over Miles, Salazar speaks highly of his opponent.
He's a good man, and I have a great deal of respect for him.
For the Republicans, such pleasantries were cast aside weeks ago. Former Congressman Bob Schaefer and beer mogul Pete Coors both described themselves as conservatives. A recent poll shows them in a dead heat. Without significant ideological differences, the race has been characterized by personal attacks. A group backing Schaefer has peppered the airwaves with ads saying Coors wants to change state law so 18-year-olds can drink alcohol.
Lower the drinking age? Makes you wonder what else we should know about Pete Coors.
Coors says the drinking age is not a priority for his campaign. He responded with an ad saying Schaefer claims to be a bank director, even though the company he's involved with hasn't opened any banks yet.
Schaefer was caught not being truthful when he padded his resume. Now they're attacking Pete Coors.
Schaefer also criticizes Coors on the gay marriage issue. Both support a federal constitutional amendment barring same-sex marriage, but Schaefer points out that Coors' company has given money to groups that support gay marriage.
So there is a big difference on our commitment to the federal marriage amendment. Mine is complete, and Pete's seems to be isolated to the campaign.
Coors says his company's contributions to gay advocacy groups is just good business.
Well, I hate to use the word desperate, but I think that my opponent is doing some things out of desperation.
Coors says he jumped into the race to keep the seat in Republican hands, suggesting that Schaefer could not do so. The beer executive says he has more name recognition and a better chance of beating Salazar, who's twice been elected statewide. Talk to Republicans like Charles Cadillo outside a suburban Denver post office about what they're looking for, and a theme emerges.
Well, who could win in the general election?
And have you reached a conclusion?
Yes. Pete Coors.
But Colorado pollster Floyd Cerulli says that doesn't mean Coors is going to win. He says Schaefer has strong support among politically active evangelical Christians and in his former congressional district in northern Colorado. Whoever wins the Republican primary, Cerulli says Democrats already have a head start on the general election.
If it is Ken Salazar, I think the Democrats go into this race with the advantage. He has already raised $2.5 million. Early polling has him ahead, and the primary has not moved him off the center.
There's been no shortage of money in the Republican primary. Coors has raised twice as much as Bob Schaefer, about $2 million, and he's shown no hesitation about dipping into his own fortune in the race. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.